Hi, I'm Tom Coffin, CEO and president and co-founder of Simply Reliable Incorporated. Welcome to the Smartpreneur Podcast. What's a smartpreneur, you might ask? Well, a smartpreneur, in our opinion, is someone that focuses on working on their business, not just in their business. And our Smartpreneur Podcasts are designed to bring you some relevant information each week about your business and different parts of that business. It could be marketing, it could be workflow, it could be labor, it could be business operations, many things that we'll talk about each week on the podcast. You can also check out our Smartpreneur blog at simplyreliable.com. And of course, our Smartpreneur podcast is brought to you by Simply Reliable, makers of Smart Office and Design Machine, the complete end-to-end solution for business process for systems integrators. So thanks for joining us today, and I hope you enjoy the show. Our guest this week is Mark Valley, CEO and founder of Rise Marketing. Mark has been in the AV industry, the custom industry, the security industry, and the marketing industry. Welcome this week's guest, Mark Valley. Greetings, smartpreneurs. Thanks for joining us this week. And we're lucky this week. We've got a special show with Mark Valley from Rise Marketing. Say hello, Mark.
Yes, hello, Tom and smart entrepreneurs. I hope you are all having a good day, and I'm looking forward to going over this content marketing.
Absolutely. Well, spring's right around the corner, so it's we probably need to do some spring cleaning and get our content in order here, so to speak. So, smartpreneurs, this week in the blog, Mark provided an article called Why Content Marketing Matters. So we're going to dive into that and have him tell us a little bit more than you can get in a short blog, basically. Mark, one of the things you mentioned is the buyer's journey. And I've heard that phrase used quite a bit. I'm sure many people in our audience have, but some may not have. Would you mind sharing what that really refers to?
Yes, definitely. So any buyer, whether it's a home theater or home automation, or even if you're going to go buy a TV or anything else, the first thing is they might not fully understand, you know, what home automation is, or smart home, or anything like that. So there's a lot of misconceptions out there. So the first thing you want to be able to do is really explain what your services are doing and what are you providing. What do you consider a smart home or a home theater? You know, there's a lot of people think that a home theater is just a TV and a couple of speakers. But so this is the first part, is the awareness part, where somebody is building a home and they want to add some technology to their home. And so the best place to come to is your website, obviously, but they come and look and see what you have to offer. Do you go into details? Do you have explain what your services are and what they do? And or do you just have like, well, we offer smart homes and we offer home theaters and that's it, you know? So now the person is still kind of confused, and so do they give you a call, or, you know, can you take care of that on your website through the content you've got in there, whether it's you know, articles that link back to your service page, or, and this is the first step in kind of really helping the client understand what you're going to be providing and what's involved in that, in your services. So, so that is the first step, the awareness, building up what you can do with as a company for the client. And then the second one would be the consideration. Again, a customer, just because they came to your website or read your email and so on, they're usually not going to buy immediately. This could take weeks, months, and in cases, years until they actually invest in your business. So, you know, that during this period of time, they might have a lot of questions. They want to make sure that you're the right business for them. So you have to make yourself available. You know, anything that's, you can answer questions through phone calls, emails, have an email marketing plan that they can sign up to so that they can get regular information. Even things like chat systems, you know, is very important. Because you want to be there when the client decides to make the decision. And that's, mm-hmm. that's kind of the next part of this is, you know, you can use your content to really help the client make that decision. You know, you are the expert in this field, not.
Right. So where is content marketing most effective? When you're trying to get that your message out to your prospect out there, you know, where are some of the places that you might use the content marketing, and which of those places are the most effective versus, you know, maybe a least effective use of that?
Yeah. Well, the most effective part with content is being very descriptive in your, on your website, in your services sections. Exactly what do you supply? What is this all about? But right behind that, it would be blog articles they don't even need to be especially blogs, but just articles about your services. And here you can go into great depth and detail about different aspects, even things like the 7 features of a home theater or the, you know, stuff like that. 7 things to do, secure your house for the holidays. Articles like that are interesting because to consumers, because they can bring up things that they were not thinking about, not aware. So here's kind of a random interesting thing, but both ADT's and Verizon's top ranking keywords are porch pirates. Nothing to do with security. Well, I mean, I guess it is to a degree, but how do you stop that? And see, that's a problem that the consumers have. So these companies have figured that out, and they have written tons of articles and go in great detail. So on how you can, you know, stop that.
Fend off those porch pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I would assume the better your content is, the better it helps you in your rankings and things like that as well. Can you talk a little bit about the value or the, you know, how, and the value of it and how you build that up in order to get the most out of that on the internet?
Yes, definitely. You know, this is really the goal of every website is to rank highly. Most customers want their websites, you know, first, second, third position, and are not happy unless that's where it is. But you got to remember, you're competing against thousands of others. And I mean, on the internet itself, there's several billion websites. So sure. How do you stand out? Even locally, how do you stand out? And the first step here is helping Google understand what you're actually providing. But it cannot just be Google. It's also got to be the person who comes and visits your website. And you do this, you do both through your content on your website. So, you know, Tom, if you visit a website, you want to quickly understand what are they doing, and you go, oh, this is interesting, I'm going to read more on this. Or, but if you get there and you go, huh, I have no idea what they're offering, and you'll leave real quick because you're wasting your time.
Sure.
But so this is, I guess there's multiple factors that go into this that kind of make it complicated, and that, yes, you want to have this content, And it needs to be relevant, and it needs to engage both Google and the human equally. So, but how do you get Google to rank that? Well, you can put up a bunch of content, and Google will never rank you because it doesn't see you as being a very viable. So this is where things like social media posts and email blasts, which drive people to your website, to that content you just put up. So you write a nice article about home theaters and speakers in it. Now you got to get eyes on it. You got to get visitors there reading it. And you do that by email blasts, the social media. The moment you do that, Google goes, oh, they put up a new page. Looks interesting. And I see lots of other people are interested in it. So they start to think, this must be worth something. This must be, you know, you're showing your expertise, part of the expertise, authority, and trustworthiness factor that is so important in ranking with Google.
Right.
And as you get more people there, then they you'll start to have keywords that rank out of those articles. I think I had mentioned this in an earlier podcast, but we have a customer who's been doing this for about a year and a half, emails, social media, and articles. And he's got a good website, but 85% of his ranking keywords come out of those articles because he's got a big email list and he's got a decent social media following. And that's what kind of drives that interest in the service, in your articles, in the content. So yeah, this is a really, really important content is really, really important part of your digital marketing, your website, your online presence.
Great, great. Well, thank you for sharing that, Mark. It was good stuff today.
Yes, and you know, we see the whole time that without that content, websites just don't rank. And you know, unless you're the only guy in 200-mile radius that has a website about anything, then sure, you can rank in that area, but you know, you go into the even medium city size and bigger cities, your website is your main salesperson. So you really, just like you wouldn't hire a salesperson and put them in a room and say, okay, go sell. You know, you would train them, educate them. You've got to do the same through your website.
Makes sense. Great. Well, Smartpreneurs, thanks for being with us this week and our guest, Mark Bally. I know I got a lot out of it. I hope you did as well. And Mark, thank you for being here. Mark, if the Smartpreneurs wanted to follow up and get in touch with you and see if you could help them out, what would be the best way for them to reach out to you?
Well, I would suggest first that you visit our website, which is riseabs.com, RIZEABS.com. And check us out there. We have a lot of contact forms. We also, you can give us a call at 512-661-2400. We're open every day during the week from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Central Time. You can also email us directly. We have our emails published.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, again, Smartpreneurs, thanks for being here. You can always check out more Smartpreneur podcasts on our website, simplereliable.com, or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. So join us again next week for some more great learnings from lots of our Smartpreneur friends out there. See you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.